All right, Philippians 2:14 says, do everything without complaining or arguing. Oh, goodness. Let me read it one more time. Philippians 2:14, do everything without complaining or arguing. Everything. Ooh, honey, I complain when I have to take the trash out. I complain when I have to... I mean, he's probably going, you need to read more, girl. I know. Matthew 5:7. I don't know if I'm going to be able to read that because I still can't see. Blessed are those who show mercy. They will be treated mercifully. Blessed are those who show mercy. They will be treated mercifully. I'm not good. Does somebody have their Bible? No?
I have mine.
1 John 4:18. I still can't see. I've got to go get my cataracts off.
1 John?
Mm-hmm. 1 John 4:18. Thank you very much.
Confusing when you got John and then
1
John.
Yeah, right before Revelation.
Yeah,
before
Jude and Revelation.
Okay. Yeah.
1
and
2
Peter.
I ain't going back that far.
Okay,
4:18.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love.
Thank you.
We love him because he first loved us.
Right.
It's all underlined in this. This is a Bible that I got from Barbara.
Oh, cool. So, we're not supposed to fear. When I think of fear with the Lord, I think of like fear out of respect for God. I think we all need to have that type of respect for him. But he doesn't want us living in fear. I got so nervous about coming into the church, even cleaning it. I went, now wait a minute. I'm not supposed to be like this. And so Kimmy and I prayed and we felt better. There's been a lot of things going on in Kimmy and I's life. And we've had struggles. We've had good times. We've had bad times. And sometimes, I don't know, it may just be us, but sometimes you just feel like God doesn't hear you. I don't know, it may just be us, but anybody else have that problem sometimes? Kind of feel like God may be listening, but God's just not going to talk to you today or something. Like I said, maybe me and Kimmy, no wonder we've had struggles. But the other day, I said, Kimmy, we've got to get out of the house. Try to at least get out a little bit every day, especially if it's sunny, just to get out. And we love Diet Dr. Pepper or Diet Coke. So I said, well, let's go through McDonald's and get a drink. And we had prayed, God, please, just, and I prayed, God, please, I just need to know that you listen to me, that you love me, you know, all the selfish things you do. So I'm ordering. And as soon as I order, we pull around, and we were laughing about something. All of a sudden, man, something just came over me. I just, oh, I had this, like, I'm fixing to say something to you, okay? And I was paying, and as soon as I paid, God said, when you go to that window, you ask that person, and in my mind it was a woman, you ask her, because that was my interpretation, about the baby. And I went, oh, no, 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 we're not going to do that today, God, okay? Maybe tomorrow when I feel better, but that's not what I meant by showing me you love me. He said, do it. And I went, oh, goodness, kid goes, what? I went, just pray. And as soon as I pull up there, this younger guy, hi, here's your drinks. And someone going, and he went, do it. And I went, sir. And I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying we all can have this. I said, sir, and he went, yes. And he had to bend down because, you know, those shields, and he had his ear hanging out the window. And I went, have you been praying about a baby? He went, what? I went, have you been praying about a baby? Yes. I said, well, God wants me to tell you everything's going to be okay. And he went, thank you, ma'am, I think, you know, because I'm older. He went, thank you, ma'am. And then I gave my dollar to him. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, so as soon as I start driving off, the Holy Spirit came all over me and I started crying. That was the best feeling I've had in months. Just fell all over me. And it's a good feeling. It's a, hey, I'm with you. You did what I want feeling. So we had to go get Kim's meds. And I said, well, let me go see if they got Brooke's dog food. Nobody has it anymore. So we went into Walmart, which I wouldn't get on a scooter. There wasn't one anyway, but I felt like, no, cripple around, you've been out. So we just covered, and Kimmy had to get a birthday card. And I said, well, I'll be in this line, you come. This lady took forever. I mean forever. I said, oh my gosh, I always pick the wrong person. Complaining. Do everything and not complain. Complaining, griping, hurting. And you know those things that have the bags on, turn around. I even put my big foot on that and sit down to my knee. I went, oh, my knee hurt. You know, gosling. She took forever. We get up there. She doesn't greet us. Just as real stoic and just, I'm going, oh my gosh, she's such a bad cashier. And then Kim goes, hi. I'm like, oh, you smarty pants. She went, can I pray for you about anything? Ma'am? She goes, can I pray for you about, oh, yes. My life has been so bad lately. And, you know, I'm getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I could have ridden in the basket in the little children's seat. And she went, well, I would love to pray for you. What is going on? And she has so many mishaps and stuff going wrong with her house. She bought a house that's falling apart. And then the guy that was going to help her, he got his truck robbed, had all his tools in it. And she, I'm just so, you know, and I just felt so bad. And God just said, don't judge people. I'm like, okay. God, I felt so good that I got spanked. But, you know, that sometimes it just takes someone asking, like Kimmy did. You know, I was like, nee, 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 you're so good. And I mean, if it hadn't been for her, I was going to go to the head cashier and complain about her. The first thing you do when you're working with the public, you speak to them.
Real, yeah, that's right.
Second thing, you know, act like you're enjoying your job. She was just, I mean, I could have scanned faster than her, but she had all this stuff. And then she got real perky, didn't she? As she said, her name is Jennifer. And she was just, oh, I tell you, I could use your prayer. You are so sweet. And so I went, you know, why do I do? God just kept telling me all that. Quit judging. And I said, well, I'm not judging you. Yes, you are. But no, I'm really not. She just seemed so bitter and stuff. She needed prayer. Okay, okay. So God showed me he listens to me and that he got on to me too. But we can all have that, you know? We can all do something. Just like Kimmy just said, can I pray for you for something? Usually when she has to go, oh no, I don't need prayer, and I think, and I always look at Kimmy, I'm like, wouldn't that be nice if you didn't need prayer? But that's all it took for her to change her old attitude. She was happier, she was nicer, she got to vent a little bit. And I was just amazed at how I could be so in touch with the Holy Spirit and then get in trouble 2 hours later. But I'm glad that Kimmy was like that. You did good, honey. And it's not that we did good. We're special. No. It's that if we're open, God will use you. That's all you have to ask. Use me today. Use me. I'm here. What do you want me to do? How can I show somebody love? How can I show somebody kindness? How can I show somebody mercy? What can I do? And that's what I want to talk about. How can we show mercy to one another? And don't get me wrong. If you've been to Bartimaeus as long as Ruth's been here, you have been offended at least once, okay? We're going to get on each other's nerves. There's going to be things said, done, acted, blah, blah, blah. But how can we show mercy through those times? Yes, Pastor.
I didn't say anything.
I believe that was from God. How would you show mercy? Or how should we, as a patrons of the church, show mercy? Good point. No, I'm kidding. Be quiet. I'm saying this. No.
I think that that really is a case by case basis. But whenever you're tempted to get upset with somebody, and I try to do this. Stop and put yourself in their place. What could be going on with them that they responded? First of all, did you even understand? I find that a lot of times we're offended by things that were not meant to be offensive.
Right.
But it's in what we heard rather than what was said.
Right.
And if we, if we'll stop and reevaluate and two things, hey, did I hear what I think I heard? And if you need to, ask them, what did I just hear? If you, at the end of the day, maybe they're just having a bad day and maybe they did mean it. But that's when you can show mercy and say, you know what? I love them anyway. This will pass.
No, that was good. Thank you. Now you don't have to preach. I'm kidding. It's been a while since I got to teach you, so good. But no, that's true. We're so fast to judge, so fast to get angry, so fast to lose it. I guess I have a friend of mine, they're always saying, be calm, be calm. That's not in my nature. But we need to be calm, take a second, regroup. But it's so hard to do when you feel like someone has taken advantage of you, abused you in some way, that you feel justified by that. And I don't know. I really don't know. Anybody else have any suggestions?
Chris, I'm kind of like you, but I'm not trying to pat myself on the back. The little things that are done around here, like you cleaning the church, just a simple thank you. I get here at least an hour and a half before church starts. We get the church either warmed up or cool down or whatever the case may be. And when people come in on the days that I've set aside to do food pantry, I ask just offering something that they didn't know or feel like they would have gotten anyway is a kind of a kudos.
Mm-hmm.
So going to any of them and saying, do you need something from the pantry? Or how are you this afternoon? Anything to lift somebody's spirits.
Right. And I do thank you for everything. You do all the books. You do everything for us. You don't get a penny for it. You do the food stuff. I mean, we all should be appreciative of everybody in here. We all have our different talents and things that God wants us to do. And if you don't do them, then someone else has to do it. So that's not right either. But yes, if we do not say, hi, how you doing? Even if you're in pain or you feel sick or whatever, then that's wrong. And I apologize if I didn't do it today. But you thank me, and I appreciate it, and I thank you for all that you do. I enjoy being your friend most of the time.
Then there are those days.
Yeah. When David's telling me, tell her this. I'm going, no. I'm kidding. But yeah, we need to be nice to one another. Shoot, if we don't get it right, how are we going to get it right on the outside? Amen? So just be kind this week, okay? And don't get mad at people if they're begging for money. So many people, I just hear them just say terrible things. Oh, they just want it for beer. What? You know what? If that's what's going to make them feel better living on the streets, then that's between you and God. I don't care. But if God tells me to give somebody some money, people the other day was going, we're so hungry, we're so hungry. And Kim and I don't know how much we had a little bit together, and I went, here, take it. You know, and that's how we should be. And again, it's not patting me on the back. I'm just saying these little things add up. And that's what David could never understand. Because we, you know, we're married a long time. We knew each other very well. He would do something that irritated me, and I wouldn't just say it at the time. I thought, you know what, he's probably tired. Just let that slide on by. And then something else would come up. I'd go, oh, well, he worked really hard today. I'm not going to say this. Let that slide. And then what really irritated me when I'm cooking and he comes in and he starts tasting the food. I mean, I'm like, you're going to have a plate eaten before you even sit down. I thought, you know what? His house, his food, let him eat it. And so this builds up and builds up and builds up, and then one day a feather falls the wrong way and you explode, and the men are going, what did I do? Well, it took about 3 months, and there's 100 things you've done, but let's not go over them. But you know, that's how we need to release that. We need to go, you know, that wasn't very kind what you did, or I took that, like Pastor said. Lots of times, and I think women are this way a lot, we think we hear something because of the tone of the voice. Yeah. So we think we hear something that's a little offensive. And we got to be careful of that. We got to be careful of that in church. You know, how someone talked to you or how someone acted. I just want to tell y'all, I love each and every one of y'all. It's so good to see you. It's wonderful. We are a house of prayer here. We're a house of getting together and having fun things going on. And I love that. I think we felt lonely because we couldn't be together, you know. And this is just nice. And I just pray it all works out for all of us. If you haven't gotten your shot, do so, you know. If you can. If you don't want to, I'm not going to argue with you about it. But, you know, we got to let each other be the way they want to. Now, they can't be rude to you, okay? You can't be rude to one another, but let's just be kinder. That was my word that God gave me today, so. And the complaining. In everything, do not complain. Oh, my goodness.
Just remember, this vaccine's only good for 9 months. And in 9 months, it'll probably just be one shot.
Yeah.
So it'll be greater than.
Yeah. It'll be easier, you know. Hopefully we'll see a decline. So let's try not to gripe as I have to go and get the stuff out of the dryer. Ugh. Well, I hate to fold clothes. Don't complain. Do you have a dryer at home? Okay. Do you have clothes? Yes. So, okay. Well, that's enough of my mouth. Love y'all. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for 6929 Day Street. Lord, please just bless this body today. Lord, may we focus on you and give you the glory and the praise that you so need. Sometimes, God, we just don't feel worthy, but we know in our hearts that you're not going to love us any more than you do right now, and you're certainly not going to love us any less. Father, however, that does not mean that we can sin and do what we want to, but I just ask forgiveness for complaining about so much stuff. Complaining, oh, that hurts my knee, oh, whiner, whiner. I just pray, Lord, that you give us the strength to do the things that we need to. I pray for people here that take care of other people, that you would give them the strength and motivation to carry through. Give them your almighty power, Father. They're heroes in my eyes, and just help them. They're so courageous. I just ask that you bless them in a special way. Please be with Linda. Be with Anita and Don and Kimmy and especially Ruth during these times. Father, they're our most critical ones. I just pray that you would touch them and continue to heal them each and every day. Thank you, Father, for the praises. We all said a praise today. That's wonderful. I just thank you so much for that because you are worthy to be praised. Father, we just take all the prayer requests and lay them at your feet. There's so much going on in the world today. So much evil and stuff, but help us not to focus on that, but just focus on being kind to one another and love one another right where we are. Father, we give this time to you. Lord, we thank you for being here. For where two or three of us gathered together, you are here in the midst of us, and I really feel your presence here today, and I thank you. Please bless the tithe, please bless the singing, and especially bless our favorite little pastor here today. Just help him as he does his word for us, and that we would listen intently to him. We love you and give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.